big green, and everything in between. We're talking about what's happening in your hometown. This is Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where they remind you to come out and check out their clearance corner, a whole department filled with exciting final clearance merchandise. Stop in today and experience a treasure hunt for bargains, discontinued items, and as-is merchandise, all reduced to rock-bottom pricing. You can save big on things like mattress sets, end tables, coffee tables, chairs, and accessories. All items are one of a kind. Visit the Clearance Corner and enjoy the savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858. And don't forget, this Friday, September 19th, stop down and say hello during the Beaver Dam Chamber of Commerce wine tour going on Friday. Going to be a great night downtown, and McKinstry's would love to just have you pop in and say hello to them on Friday. That's at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Kill Zomer sitting in for Wally Lukaschinski here this morning. We've got Ashley Dobrinsky up in the Slumberland WBEV studios pushing all the buttons for us. We appreciate her good work today. And this morning, we are excited to welcome our first guest on the program. We are joined by Kristen Schaefer, organizer with Mayville Autobahn Days. And Kristen, happy to have you here on the show this morning.
Thank you so much.
Excited to have you here and talk about Autobahn Days. I know this is a favorite local event over in Mayville, a pretty long-running event, and we're going to get into, there's going to be a lot happening, so really excited to talk about all the stuff that's going to be going on. But let's start a little bit at the beginning and just give us a little, for people who maybe aren't familiar, I know obviously a big annual favorite event, but if folks aren't familiar, share a little bit of the background on Autobahn Days.
Absolutely. Autobahn Days started, I think, back in 1987, right before I was born, of course. It was a three-day event that had a lot of the old favorites that I brought back here this year. So heavy emphasis on coming to see the Horicon Marsh was a big thing. We're still kind of trying to keep those roots back to it. So 1987 was when it started, and lots of volunteers throughout the years, some of which obviously are still helping me today. So
it's looked differently throughout the years, depending on the year. But so it's been going, I don't even know math. Let's see, that's what, 30 some years?
Something 38 like that? Years. Yeah.
Which is, that's a pretty long running event. And I know a lot of local folks who've been around for a long time get excited for this. Talk a little bit about how you got involved in this and your involvement.
Yep, after COVID, which kind of ruined everything, it seems, but it was down to a one-day event just based on, lack of volunteers and I guess lack of money. So I took it on and thought, well, you know what, let's see if we can bring it back to its heyday of 3 days. So with a lot of determination and maybe a little bit of fear, I just jumped right in and we brought it back to 3 days. And our first year was a huge success because I've got a lot of people behind me and supporting me, and the community itself helps. So
for you, it was really, it's kind of a passion project. It's something that you were, as a local, you were just like, hey, like, really, let's make this happen and really get it back to its ultimate, to its peak.
Absolutely. I don't have kids myself, but I said, you know what? I had such a good time when I was a kid. Let's have everybody in the community have this for their kids. This has got to be there for them.
You were, we were talking about that right before we went on the air here, and we're going to be going through and talking about all the different great stuff and activities going on. There is a lot of stuff for the kids and families going on, and really, to your point, what you said before the air, we went on the air, basically, minus feeding them, basically everything else you bring them down are going to be free. So that's really cool. I mean, what's your ultimate hope or goal for the event this year?
I just like having heavy attendance for small businesses in Mayville. So my big goal is to get people that are not always from Mayville to come and see our town, come see how cool we really are. I think we're cool. So having this big event, yes, benefits me and the community, but it also benefits small businesses, which is my goal.
And you were sharing too with me off the air that you were out of town recently for an appointment, 45 minutes away, and somebody found out that you were involved in Autobahn Days, and they were familiar with the name.
Absolutely.
Like, how cool. That's got to give you a real sense of pride when
it,
stuff like
it does.
That happens.
I was definitely surprised that somebody actually knew it without me mentioning it first, so it was great.
That's awesome. Well, let's jump in and talk a little bit about the fun stuff going on, because as you mentioned, it is 3 days, and they are packed. Full of fun stuff, and I don't think we've even mentioned this yet. The Autobahn Days coming up this weekend kicks off this Friday, September 19th, and runs through Sunday, the 21st. So let's jump into Friday. That's when things get kicked off. What kind of stuff, activities are we looking at on Friday? What's going on?
Absolutely. So we start everything on Main Street. Main Street in Mayville gets shut down. We've got the Burger Fry, right, that starts in the square, between the Mexican and Chinese restaurant right there. Perfect area. Then we've got the kid bed races that happens right in front of Cardinal Lanes. The kids push a little makeshift bed down around hay bales, just like the adults would do.
Yes.
So they can run like dad would do, kind of thing.
That's yeah, so the, that's tell the us idea. About these bed races, because I know this has always been a big part of Autobahn Days. For people who haven't seen the bed races, like, explain what's going on and like where does that even start?
100%. It used to be a big thing that all of the factories in town would get teams, and these guys would make their own beds. So we've kind of transitioned to, we have the beds supplied.
Oh, you do? Okay.
We do. So we have two beds that are supplied. Basically, you have 4-man teams and one person on the bed. You run around hay bales, you're racing down Main Street, and then in the middle, you either put on a t-shirt or chug a beer, and then you race all the way to the finish line. So,
and these are, I imagine, like kind of very traditional metal frame beds on casters, essentially,
yep.
is what we're talking
there's
about.
There's a mattress from Fred's Beds that donated it to me, and it's on a wheels, and it's literally just big wheels, and you push it this huge mattress down the road.
It is so fun to watch. I love it because we've got the casket races in Beaver Dam in October, and we've got the bed races in Mayville in September. So that's really fun. So the kids' version starts off at 5:30, and then you've got another division at 6:00.
Yes, and they'll be they're on the whole Main Street from the Legion in Mayville all the way down to Quick Trip is shut down. So it's a safe area for people to walk around and watch both the races.
That is going to be so much fun. I definitely, if you can make it out, I definitely encourage heading out there and watching that, because I think you're probably going to really enjoy yourself and maybe even have a few laughs along the way. You got some other things going on Friday night as well.
Yep, we've got the start of our men's softball tournament. This is our first year of doing a men's slow pitch softball. So we've got 12 teams in it this year, which we were really excited to have them.
Yeah.
So we'll start that at Ziegler Park. There'll be three games that night, and then it'll go the rest of the weekend to finish that up. We've also got a youth dance for up at the pavilion. Once everything is done, that's where the music is. And inside the pavilion, there's going to be a kids youth dance with a DJ there and refreshments for them as well.
And that is just night number one, folks. There's still two more full days of fun that are going to be happening during Autobahn Days coming up in Mayville this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got Kristen Schaefer with us. She is the organizer for Autobahn Days. And we come back, we're going to jump into the rest of the weekend because there is a lot more to talk about. We'll be back with more Hometown Today next on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Your smile says a lot about who you are. Hi, I'm Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can warm a room, brighten someone's day, and make you feel unstoppable. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to unlocking the confidence that comes from an unforgettable grin. Family dental, orthodontics, implants, and more. We offer everything dental under one roof. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape 1. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You know that old Wisconsin saying, if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes. Well, JB Mechanical is here to ensure your home's heating and cooling system is ready for all of it. As your trusted local HVAC expert, JB Mechanical installs top-of-the-line systems to keep your home comfortable no matter what Mother Nature throws at you. From chilly mornings to warm afternoons, they've got you covered with precision, care, and expert service. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call online at jbmacllc.com. You're proud. Train dealer.
School's starting soon, but summer's not over yet. Keep grilling those burgers and hot dogs, but don't toss that empty bun bag. With Lowe's for Learning, every UPC from Village Hearth Bun packages is worth 5 cents for your school. Earn up to $10,000 this year just by eating what you love. Grill now, give back later with Village Hearth and Loaves for Learning.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, your store for floors, and so much more. Also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We are joined here this morning by Kristen Schaefer, organizer with Mayville Autobahn Days, coming up this weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 19th, 20th, and 21st, and returning to its full glory as a three-day event, and there is a lot of fun stuff happening over in Mayville for Autobahn Days. Before the break, we were talking about some of the fun stuff coming up on Friday night, including those kind of world-famous bed races. But Saturday, Kristen, is a packed full day. Walk us through the day and everything we're going to expect on Saturday.
Absolutely. There is a lot going on. You are correct. So we're going to start the day with a 5K run, which includes dogs, kids, adults, anyone.
I love that. You can tell that with stuff like that, really looking to get the whole family involved.
Absolutely. That's the goal, is to have everybody go and start out the day and then come back and have more fun. So
how can folks get signed up and involved in the run walk?
Yep. So that would be on Facebook. You can find the information. There will be an updated post here by the end of the day.
Perfect.
And then we're just going to have people come there and register that morning.
Super. So you can just register that morning. Don't
absolutely
need to worry about the pre-sign up. So that's great. So that kicks the day off on Saturday. What comes up after that?
Yep, we've got the start of the craft fair, antique fair. We'll be inside the pavilion and then probably linger outside of the pavilion. There, we have a lot of vendors that are coming for that. We've got the car show, which will be down on Lions Point, so you'll make it up to the park and it'll be all down along the river there.
Oh,
hoping
cool
for about 75 cars to attend. We've been around 50, but I think we're going to increase it this year.
Oh, that's awesome. That'll be fun.
That is sponsored by my employer, Foyt Trucking, and Rival Farms outside of Mayville also sponsored that. We've got a pickleball tournament that starts at 9 a.m. right on our brand new pickleball courts that they put in up there.
That's awesome.
We'll also have our beer tent that'll open and our food court, which we've got 11 different food options inside that tent. A lot of them are all local, local clubs, local people. All of which they'll have no repeating foods. Everybody's got a different food.
Not to put you on the spot, can you give a few examples of some what we might find in
there? Yep, we've got brats, burgers, hot dogs, all the staples. Okay. Then we've got walking tacos. We've got brisket, smoked brisket, smoked pulled pork, mac and cheese. Bunch of those specialty sodas. I mean, there's tons of stuff.
Making me hungry here on a Tuesday
absolutely
morning.
Absolutely. Ice cream, I know ice cream will be there for sure
I imagine that's, so that opens at 10 o'clock, and I imagine that's essentially open throughout pretty much all the festivities.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Yep, 100%.
What else we got going on Saturday? Because we're only getting started on Saturday here.
Then we've got some kid craft areas. So we've got pumpkin decorating, candle making, a fun clay station, a pottery wheel, I've got a soap making station, all of which is free for the kids. That's like hands on.
I was going to say that's really important to remind because I know for, you know, at so many events, stuff like that, you'd be like, all right, well, how much is each of those going to cost? And they're all included. They're
100% all included. So awesome. We actively hope that you bring your kids up there and they can do one or they can do all. But I hope that they come up there and do that.
That is fantastic. I think there's a few other things going on for the kids as well, right?
Yep. We've got two bouncy houses, one for the bigger kids, one for the little kids. I've got a petting zoo, an 18-hole mini golf. I've got face painting, a Nerf gun area, one of those old school fish carnival games.
Then
we've got the paddle boats, the kayaks, and then we have new this year, carnival rides. So very excited about the carnival rides. Yes.
That is going to be a lot of fun. What else have we got going on Saturday? Because there's still a lot more.
So we have the bags tournament that will start, register at 10, start at 11. We do have the men's softball tournament and then the women's will start that day. So the men's will have started on Friday, but it'll continue on to Saturday.
Gotcha.
Then we've got what's called our paddle wheel. So we've got a paddle wheel similar to, it's a raffle. So
you buy
a paddle and we've got all these baskets that my volunteers put together and my community donated to me. So we'll have that. We've also got a special purse raffle where it's just for high-end purses that we have. So if there's women that want to come for that, that starts at 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock. I did want to, before we get too far ahead, I want to go back, the bags tournament. I know people around here love a good bags tournament. Is there still openings to get involved? Is that all filled up?
It is not filled up. We've got a few seats available for that. So it is a two-man team. I believe it's $20 a person for that.
All right. Very good. So that is a look at Saturday. And there's some more things going on Friday and Saturday that we're going to talk about in just a little bit. But let's talk about Sunday activities. What have we got? We got some fun stuff going on Sunday. Kind of a variety, a little something for everybody.
Absolutely. It touches on everything. So we've got pictures with Mickey and Minnie. So that'll be up at the park.
That's going to be really fun for the kids.
That is a huge.
Love that.
They love it. I've seen kids actually cry because they get so excited to see it. So we've got the dart ball tournament, which is the underhand darts. That'll be inside the pavilion.
Okay.
Big game around this area. We've got our burger stand that starts, which we're going to have the Mayville football team. The boys will be serving the burgers. So proud of those boys for volunteering to do that. And it was not hard. They were all ready for it to sponsor
it's
it.
It's so awesome when you get to see our area youth get involved in volunteering for things in their community, because it really, I think it's a great opportunity for them to get out and kind of meet the folks that support them when they're playing on the field. So.
That's what I wanted. And I said, you know what, guys, if you can do this, and they said, absolutely, Kristen, no problem.
Fantastic. So. What else we got going on Sunday?
We've got the famous Main Street Parade at noon. So that'll be on Horicon Street and Main Street.
Okay.
So that'll start at noon. We've got some more animals. Mrs. Kim's animals will be up at the park. And then we've got our famous duck race.
Aha.
The duck race will be at 3 o'clock. So.
And if people want to get in on the duck race, that's a day of event. How does that work?
We sell tickets ahead of time. But if you come up to the park, the bar area will have tickets available. And there will be girls walking around. They usually have duck hats on and duck shirts on, and you can buy the tickets on site.
Okay, fantastic. So. That'll be really exciting. So that's kind of a look at Sunday. But one of the things we didn't touch on throughout all 3 days is on top of all of those activities, which is a pretty insane amount. I'm not sure how you even keep track of all those, Kristen. But in addition to that, there's going to be live music all 3 days. Let's talk about some of the great music you're going to have, because you got a great lineup.
Absolutely. So we've got, on Friday night, down in that square where I said the burger stand would be, we're going to have Chloe Bauer. She'll be in the bandstand there from 6 to 7. And then from 7 to 9, we're going to have another local favorite, Dave Green.
Okay.
So then there'll be up at the park, back at the pavilion, which I do have a bus that will take people for free from Main Street up to the park so you don't have to drive. And then they'll take you back down to Main Street if you don't have to walk. So we'll have Dexter Road playing from 7:30 to 11:30. And then Saturday, we've got a full day, all of which this music is free. All of it is free.
How often do you get? I mean, how can you see? We're going to be talking about what? 3, 6, 8 different bands, musicians. I mean, like, where else are you going to see that much live music for free?
For free.
It's crazy.
I agree.
So what do we got for the lineup on Saturday for live music?
So we've got Borderline Reckless starting out the day at 10 a.m. Then we've got Liquid Crush at 2 p.m. and then 7 p.m. our headliner is Fallback.
Okay, so, very good. That'll be fun. And then more music to come on Sunday.
We've got Mark Wayne from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., so right after, right in that range after the parade. And then you've got the Seth Brown Duo Band at the end of the day during that duck race. So
perfect, starting at 2 o'clock. So yeah, no shortage of things to do, as you can imagine. Again, this is just a crazy busy schedule, Chris, and it's going to be a lot of fun. One of the other things I want to touch on, too, that actually kicked off this week already, tell us a little bit about the pub crawl that's going on.
Absolutely. So we've got 12 bars in Mayville that are participating in the pub crawl. So you just have to go in, buy a beverage. Does not have to be an alcoholic beverage. Is not promoting that. But just have to fill up the card, turn the card into the bar, and then we raffle off some prizes for participating in that. So
fantastic. I know we're pushing up against the clock here. We just got a minute or two left, but we've got a couple other things we want to touch on, too. If, you know, this is obviously going to be a very exciting weekend, and if people want to commemorate that, you guys will have some swag available for purchase to kind of commemorate their memories. Tell us about that.
Yes, we've got tank tops, sweatshirts, T-shirts. We've got some tumblers and wine mugs as well available. All of that will be at the bar. If you get it this week, they'll be at the bars that are the Mayville Ice Hardware, Hometown Pharmacy, and then Posey's in Mayville all has all of that swag as well.
Fantastic. I know, obviously, as we mentioned, there's a lot going on, and that means it means a good showing of volunteers. How is it looking for volunteers? Are you in need of some more volunteers for anything yet?
We could use some extra ones just because, sure, you know, you think you're good and then you need more.
It's always good to have extra hands, right?
If somebody wants to help, we'll take them on. Absolutely.
Very good. And I do want to make sure, too, you get an opportunity. The other thing, obviously, the two main things that are really important to make an event like this happen are not only your volunteers, but obviously support from the community and the businesses. Any sponsors you want to quickly recognize while you're here and make sure we give a shout out to?
There's been so much support. I would love to have, you know, 20 minutes just to give you all of them.
It's a lot.
There's been tremendous support for me and the event throughout my entire community. So not just from actual businesses, which they do deserve, you know, every thank you, but my actual community and the people themselves really do help me. So I'm not going to, I mean, between, I would have need 20 minutes for it.
We'd be wrapping up tomorrow is what would be happening. Well, anything else we're figuring out that we should make sure we mention before we get out of here today?
We'll have all updates and everything between now and the weekend on Facebook. So come
and make
join
sure
us
to follow
there.
You guys on Facebook, Autobahn Days – Mayville, Wisconsin, I think is the official title.
Correct.
But if you search up Autobahn Days Mayville, super easy to find, and you'll find everything we just talked about. There's a flyer right on there that's got that whole list right out by time, so it's super easy to tell what time everything's happening, and it's get down there and have some fun. Kristen, final word, why should folks come out and check out Autobahn Days this weekend?
Come see how cool Mayville is. I want you guys to experience it. It is everything you were expecting. So
again, Autobahn Days happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over there in Mayville. And should mention too, over there, the other thing you'll find if you follow you guys is you'll find a map of kind of where everything is too.
Yep.
I know I saw that, so should mention that. Kristen, thanks so much for coming in, and can't wait to come check it out this weekend.
Absolutely, thank you so much.
That is Kristen Schaefer, organizer with Mayville Autobahn Days, coming this weekend to Mayville. We'll be back with more Hometown Today after this on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A judge in New York has just thrown out the two most serious charges against Luigi Mangione, who's accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The judge dismissing first-degree murder as terrorism charges, but keeping second-degree murder charges in place. This afternoon, the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk will be in court to face murder charges. He fit the classic definition of a movie star, but he was also an Oscar-winning director and a champion of independent film and an activist. Robert Redford has died at his home in Utah. Redford received a Lifetime Achievement Oscar in 2002.
I've spent most of my life just focused on the road ahead. I've not looking back. But now tonight, I'm seeing in the rearview mirror that there's something I've not thought about called history. And what moves me tonight is that I'm being joined by colleagues and peers to reflect on that history.
He was 89. This is ABC News.
still broadcasting comfortably from the Slumberland Furniture Studio. You're listening to 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Beaver Dam's new city administrator starts work today. Larry Berkey comes to Beaver Dam after serving as Iowa County Administrator. Mayor Bobby Mark says Berkey has the kind of track record Beaver Dam was looking for.
He had a pretty extensive experience just as an administrator in general, but also he had some big successes with downtown revitalization and economic development.
Mark says Berkey's city planning experience will be useful. Berkey's also held administrative positions in Platteville, Mount Horeb, and Hillsboro. New budget requests from Beaver Dam City departments come in at a little more than $24 million. That's about $1 million increase over last year. The Common Council got its first look at next year's budget requests last night. Acting City Administrator Jay Shambo estimates city property taxes will go up 5% next year. The Common Council is expected to finalize the budget in November. Internationally acclaimed photographer, author, and peace activist John Noltner is in Beaver Dam for a week of residency in his hometown. He's giving a number of appearances and workshops. An exhibit of his photography is at the Dodge County Center for the Arts. We've posted a link to more information at dailydodge.com. The annual charity softball game between the Beaver Dam Police Department and the Dodge County Sheriff's Office is Saturday. All money raised is going to the family of Brinley Geezy of Mayville. She was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia in May. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, after taking Monday off, the Brewers open up a three-game set with the Angels tonight at American Family Field. Freddie Peralta gets a start for Milwaukee. Coverage begins at 6:05 on 95.3. You can also hear the Padres and Mets at 6 tonight on 14:30 ESPN Beaver Dam. Off day today for the Packers as they continue to get ready for the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. That's a noon kickoff on 95.3. Badger football team opens up Big Ten play as they host Maryland Saturday. That's 11 a.m. on 95.3. High school boys soccer tonight on Daily Dodge TV as Beaver Dam hosts Watertown. Coverage begins at 4:45. The first kick set for 5. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Stay in the know with what's happening in your hometown. Listen to Hometown Today, weekdays at 9 a.m. on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
83 today, under clear skies, south winds around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 57. Mainly clear tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83. Partly cloudy skies Thursday with highs around 82. 78, slight chance for showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my 4 daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
4 lines for $90 a month and 4 of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Visit your locally owned and operated U.S. Cellular authorized agent located in Beaver Dam next to the market on Spring Street.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room and now everything smells weird!
Right. Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Buying, selling, totally unsure, got a million questions and don't know where to start? Hey, odds are we've already helped someone through exactly what's on your mind. That's what we do. Whether it's paint colors, pricing, or panic, we've got you. Visit us at KladowskiRealEstate.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or go old school and give us a ring at 920-219-9212. Kladowski Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisors. Problem solving with a smile.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Title Town Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Title Town Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, your store for floors, and so much more. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They've got over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But they, of course, are so much more than floors. They've got a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, and of course, they can help you out in that shower or tub if it's time. If it's just looking dingy and old and outdated, it's time for an update. They can help you out if you're feeling overwhelmed. They'll make it a lot easier for you. Let them help you design a shower that you can just unwind in, from color, material choice to size and arrangement. There's a lot of design choices that got to be made before you begin the remodeling process on your shower or tub, whether it's a retiling job, picking out the right tile for the shower. Maybe you want to add some glass panels, glass doors. It's a good way to give your bathroom a little bit more spacious and luxurious feel. Or if it's getting tougher to get in and out of that standard tub and you want to convert it into a tub-to-shower conversion, they can help you with that. They can do just a small lip on it. They can do completely flat surface in and out, so it's super safe for you to get in and out of the shower. And, of course, they can help you out with all of that at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, online at proflr.com. My thanks again to Kristen Schaefer, organizer with Mayville Autobahn Days, for joining us in the first half this morning. Going to be a really fun weekend over in Mayville. If you get a chance to head over there, make sure you do that and follow them on Facebook for all the details if you missed any of that interview, or you can go and listen back or watch back on Daily Dodge TV. In this portion of the show, we are going to, we've got a Hometown Today replay for you. Last week, we had a chance to sit down with a couple of folks with a great softball charity game fundraiser that is coming up this weekend. It's going to be a great time. We got a chance to sit down with some of the great organizers that are involved, Cassandra Schmidt with Modern Woodmen, Sheriff Dale Schmidt, and Beaver Dam Police Officer Matt Bublitz. Here now is that conversation. Excited to welcome in a couple of fun guests with a really, really fun upcoming event. We have with us Sheriff Dale Schmidt, Cassandra Schmidt, and Beaver Dam Police Department Officer Matt Bublitz. Thanks so much for being here, you guys.
Good morning.
Happy to be here.
I'm feeling a little strange because the guy to my right here today, I'm used to seeing him on the program after this one, 10 o'clock, but I guess we'll let you slide in with the next. Cassandra, he also claims to share the same last name as you. Is that all right with you?
Yes, it is absolutely okay. All right with me.
All right, very good. Well, we're excited to have all three of you here to talk about this really, really fun now annual event. What number of years are we on for this
now? Number five.
This is number five already. Yeah. Wow. We're going to get into some of the details here coming up in just a bit, but let folks know in general what this upcoming event is that we're talking about.
Well, we are having our fifth annual charity softball game. It's going to be on September 20th at the Beaver Dam Athletic Field. Festivities start at 11 o'clock. 11:30 is game time. That's when we plan to put up about a 10 spot in the first inning. We're going to have a good time. Each year we pick somebody that we are going to raise money for. This year we've decided that we're going to raise money for Brinley Giese. Brinley is from Mayville. She is a five-year-old girl. She loves school. She loves playing with her friends and her two younger siblings. She loves being outdoors. However, in May, she was diagnosed with high-risk pre-B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and now she's receiving treatment at Children's Hospital down in Milwaukee. So her family has a lot to go through. They're certainly struggling through all of this, and once we made that decision, I had the honor to be able to call Colleen, Brinley's mom, and let her know that we were going to raise money for Brinley and her family. We all know that when these things happen, there are expenses that mount up. Family have to take off of work. Yeah. There's driving expenses, food, all those things. So we want to do our part to try and help that family as they are coping with this horrible disease that they're dealing with.
And I couldn't help but notice there's this – I'm kind of distracted because there's this really shiny object sitting at the desk. And for some reason, it's closer to Officer Bublitz. I don't know why, though.
It is. We were lucky enough to be able to take the trophy home last year after the game, and it's been proudly displayed in our windows of the police department right on Park Avenue, so every time the sheriff's deputies drive by, they can see it.
We were getting ready to go on the air, and about 3 minutes before, one of your cohorts came in with the trophy, and I'm like, oh boy, here goes the trash talk. But so we're on year five, so we've had 4 years under the belt. Where are we record-wise between wins?
2-2, and that'll be coming back to Juneau in a couple of weeks.
So it's all squared up right now. They've each got two wins under their belt, so this is kind of the rubber match. I mean, does this really kind of ultimately determine who the best of the best is?
Well, we have to let them take it a couple times here and there. If we don't let them have it now and then, they won't play us anymore.
I suppose.
That's kind of what my feel is.
It's a nice charitable act of you.
Yeah, no, we're excited to be out and play with, we see the sheriff's department employees all the time out on calls and stuff like that. So it's an exciting time for us to get together and relax and enjoy each other's company and some ribbing and get out and support a great cause.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. I mean, obviously, you know, Beaver Dam Police Department, Dodge County Sheriff's Office interact quite a bit. But in most cases, it's probably in a pretty serious situation. So this is kind of a nice opportunity for you guys to just have some camaraderie. And probably helps that helps the relationship when you are working together on a serious matter, too.
It does. We have a lot of fun out there. We razz each other a little bit here and there throughout the entire game. And it's fun to get out there and do something that's not law enforcement work as well. with that, I also want to also introduce another partner here. Normally, back in the day, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the sheriff's wife was responsible for cooking all the meals in the jail.
Really? Okay.
Yes. We don't do that anymore.
I was going
to
say.
We have contracted services, so we have to find out something, find something else for the sheriff's wife to do, otherwise known as Cassandra Schmidt.
Is that her name?
That's her name.
One of these days you'll get it down.
Took me a minute. We brought her in to – she helps me with this, with rotary lights. She really makes sure all the wheels move in the right direction. So she does a ton of work, and while Matt and I are doing a lot of talking here – she does most of the work in organizing this.
That's, you know what, smart man. Good work pointing that out. Cassandra, what is your role in this? You're kind of just organizing everything, aren't you?
What is my role? I made this beautiful flyer.
That's awesome.